Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Heartbreak Hotel. Hoes on my coattail. Promise me they won't tell, but they always go tell.
Oh, baby, I don't
want to
lose.
Welcome to the Heartbreak Hotel. Hoes on my coattail. Promise me they won't tell, but they always go tell. I'm my own worst enemy, locked up in my own jail. What I need with Lucifer, I produce my own hell. Relationships won't fail, unbalanced like your scale. Open those like coattail. P.O., we broke, yeah. Break this, so sell. Calm down, make up, that's the game, oh well. Her psyche is so real. Lover than I hate her, bottom line, I won't fail. Told her if I die, I can't have her, but my ghost will. Sometimes I feel like a new car with no wheels. I'm just good for looking at, I ain't going nowhere. Break up, won't dare, wake up, comb hair. Baby's got that good love, I'm hoping she don't share. Yeah, I bag broads like I never had broads. We got relationships, but they could never have ours.
hopped in that big truck, hitting the horn on them. Bomb, 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 go back, back from it. You hit a loud pipe, you better back, back. My 50 feet, 100 feet, I know you heard that. Jim got me swerving in my big truck, mobbing in my big truck.
While my dress keep blowing up, shake my jelly, French man in Paris, paying man into the game, looking great in panic. Had it 14, since I was 13. Now I'm 20, got them boys all thirsty. Where you cook, hold it up. There's toast to the bread that they throwing up. He say I'm the greatest of all time. He say I'm the finest of all fine. Got male groupies who say she all mine. Got male groupies who say she all mine. These ain't Giuseppe, that's what I call blind. You getting more paper than me, that's what I call lying. I'm out of hood, arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe. Oh, D-Bug, taking pics, such a queen, checkerboard lipstick. Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Money fast, but she shook it back slow. She white girl with the get the cash flow.
Better
be the best dress when we get to the club. Black shades on my eyes, you can't even see her. Now you see me on your iPad, holding Brie up. Why you showing all your homies like, man, you see her? I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Diva, taking pics, such a queen, check a bow, a lipstick. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn
Monroe. Oh. All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We have DJ Unique in the building. What's up, DJ Unique?
What it do? You got me jamming over here. I'm in New York, state of mind. I'm in my North Carolina state of mind. And you know, I'm going up 85 South to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Cause me and Bebe was on texting back and forth. You know what I'm saying? We rocking right now. So shout out to Bebe, man. Make sure y'all follow her on
Twitter
at Bebe V81. Yeah, she listening right now. Bebe. Almost definitely, man. She's definitely doing her thing. You know, she handling my management right now. You know what I'm saying? So y'all follow her on Twitter. If you want to book DJ Unique for any hosting mixtapes, come to your city, get at her on Twitter at BayBayBayVH1. You know, so we're doing it real big, man. What's good, Nikki?
Also, you know, that was Brianna, Marilyn Monroe. But I want to give out a couple of shout-outs. One to Farrah HQ, tuned in. New York, what's up? New York is tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. He's a multi-platinum recording artist, y'all. So shout-out to him. He's tuned in. Just hit me up on Twitter, man. We're getting it in. And, you know, we get ready for our special guest tonight.
Oh, man. Already?
Yes. It's going down. You know how we do on the Nikki Rich Show? We bring the hottest of the hottest.
Oh, man. You already know what it is. .com.
Also, if you would like to speak to our guest, you can call in at 323-580-5749. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody. The Nikki Rich Show is on and we are live.
You already know.
Yeah. And you know what? We're getting ready for that mix, that DJ Unique mix.
Oh, my goodness. I hope we're ready for that. Oh, I put in some work with that there. You already know. I've been trying to grind it out, baby. You know me, Nikki, man. You know, I'm 95% of my time, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the lab, you know what I'm saying? The other five, I'm on the computer. You know how I go, man. So, man, I hope y'all enjoy the mix tonight, man. Nikki, I know you heard it. You know what I'm saying? You know it's on the
top.
Man. Yeah, man.
I was in here jamming.
Man, listen, that's what it's about, man. I hope the people went jam to it, you know what I'm saying? Because I put in a mix for y'all, and I hope y'all enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready, man. Warm up. I'm warming up, man, because I'm cold, man. I'm about to hit South Carolina. I'm about to be in Rock Hill tonight at Club Cascade. They're having a Q party, you know what I'm saying, for the college. So you know I'm in the building tonight doing what I do.
Shout out to the Qs. I love some Qs now.
Man, they'll scare your ass at a party now. You'll be in the party chilling. You all feeling nice. Like, what the hell is going on in here? Yo, you done messed up my whole heart and scared me. But you know how I go, man. I got my respect for the Qs, too. You know I got to play that Atomic Dog tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know they like that Atomic Dog. You know I got that on deck.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
You know, I got him. Rock, my phone blowing up, man. You know what I'm saying? Nikki Rich, man, I want to thank you for bringing me on the show again, man, because... Man, I've been getting a lot of your followers, man. You know what I'm saying? They talking about Nikki Rich. You DJ for Nikki Rich? Yeah, I'm DJ for Nikki Rich. Yes, I do. Back up.
You know how we do it. But we're going to get right into the hottest show. We're going to bring this DJ Unique mix. This is the DJ mix, this Throwdown Thursdays, where all the DJs are tuned in right now. Y'all check it here first.
What it is, world, it's your boy DJ Unique, Team Cherokee DJs, and this is DJ Unique DJ Mix on the hottest radio station on the planet, the Nikki Rich Show, blogtalkradio.com. You better get in where you fit in, the hottest information, where is that? Where is that? The Nikki Rich Show. Like, hey!
Collin Paul.
Walk around the club.
Trey Lee, Prince Rich. Collin Paul music.
Walk fuck everybody.
Jumping off the stage like a motherfucking diving board. Nigga reaching for my chain, I'll be dying for it.
Fuck a flatlining niggas like an ironing board.
Contract.
It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Boy. Bricks for a Lambo. Sprout like Rambo. Being lying dead, we got that Al-Qaeda ammo.
I go anywhere I want to.
That's just what my swag says. Pocket full of that green shit. I walk by like I got that bad leg. 20 bands in my black pants. Walk around in my Ray-Bans. Can't see my eyes through the black lens. Parked outside, be the black Benz. All black diamonds and naked wrist. I'm with a red bitch and her thick friends. What the fuck you think I'm on, nigga? You know when nigga do it, better go get him. It's Ace to the double OG and I keep my heat up, be with gorillas. Rock around with them real niggas. Never do rap, don't do it little. In case they don't know that bullshit. We don't want no problems. walk around with that llama. Call that DJ drama. That case they don't know that bullshit. We don't want no problem. Walk around with that llama. Call that DJ drama. Boy, I walk around the club.
Remix
everybody. Standing on the couch screaming, fuck everybody. You and your friends, I'ma fuck everybody. Records on me the long way, 100 band shots. I bought the red Bentley, but I crashed the Maserati. Mr. Forbes list, I can buy the whole party. Left in the Lambo, came in the art. Yellow diamond shards, clothes like the art.
You're now tuned into the best, the Nicky Rich Show. Ha
Free man! The music black guy. Play. The North. Come on! The cartel!
Hey, tournament. Check up on my ears. Tournament. Now I'm about to cut the Porsche. Turn in my chin. You leave me no choice, nigga. Turn in my chin. Turn in my chin. I take over the street. Fresh out that banana boat. I come straight from the east. But no, bitch, I'm kinda low. You tell me where you wanna meet. I'm coming with a gang of dudes. My cigar for the lie. I'm laced up to the boot. Go to Porsche, Corral, Panamera, 911. I do the whole day. Dropping all cash, got it to the death of me. I'm sticking to the recipe. Slut in with Columbia. I know Sosa. All I got is my balls and my words. You roaches. Everything we do, we put Versace on the sofa. The money got me geek, like I took a hit of coke. My life is a movie. I gotta stay focused. Hey, turning my chin. Check up on my ears. Turn in my chin. I'm about to cut the Porsche. Turn in my chin. You leave me no choice, nigga. Turn in my chin.
On the hood, you see the stallion. Passengers dying. And you're getting nervous. I'm passing out the volume. I suggest you pop it. But please don't get too sleepy. Used to have them bitches twerking up at 400 West Peachtree. Bet you don't say more to see me. Be like, that's how you're feeling. You stay up at the 12. Now you're worth like 12 million. Boy, you did it. You did the unexpected. I say, fuck the unexpected. I just did what I projected. I swear young women are lost these days. But older women dig me. Big older women that knew biggies. So it really ain't no biggie. It's just OVO and XO. And Free Bands are committed. And shout out to Toronto, bitch. I'm Tony in my city, huh?
Hey, turn in my chin. Check up on my ears. Turn in my chin. I'm about to cut the Porsche. Turn in my chin.
I'm standing tall.
like a motherfucker, tell him that. Three platinum chains to match my platinum plaque. Ain't got nothing gold but some gold chains. Straight to the what's the goal? Move the whole thing. My jelly bumping like a chat line. You want a 500, meet him, need a halftime. If your job ain't balling hard, then you need to quit. You need a 18 hard, then you need a split. Summer's mine, winter too. I'm popping bottles in the club, that's what winners do. They claiming bitches in my old hood. They claim they balling in my old clothes. Yeah. You think you balling cause you got a blood.
They seeing me, they hallucinating. Bitch, I'm ballin' like a motherfucker. 12 gauge, bitch, I got a dozen of them. Niggas broke, actin' like they gotta do it. I'm where the standards bitch, she ain't fuckin' out of here. Yeah. So many cars, I'm like in a minute, mine and more. So many colors in the diamond, kaleidoscope.
The remix.
Same motion. Just a different day. Same motion. Just a different day. Out here trying to get it, each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Okay. Times are getting hard, okay. Hard. Guess what I'ma do? I'm on South Beach with that top off. Bad bitch and her ass off. Something out of that catalog. She introduced to that lockjaw. And I think her name was Lisa. Or maybe it was Sheila. My Chevy's sitting too high. I call that with Khalifa. And I'm all about the new Franklin. Ain't talking Aretha. My league too major. I'm hip hop Derek Jeter. And I'm still feeling my pocket. Big bass and it's knocking. Yeah, this be that remix. What do you ride around with that rocket? Go welcome back to my household. We the best, we that loco. 100 grand for that neck glow. All about the dinero. No, so retarded. We be getting all that. Oh, King Wasabi, it be me Ross. We be party cause it's same motion. Just a different day. Out here trying to get it. Each and every way. Wait, mama need a house. Baby need some shoes. Two times are getting hard. Guess what I'ma do?
Never know when I slide up. 19 in my Nina. Red dot when I ride up. 100 deep in that KOD. King of diamonds, that's me. No, you can't hit my beat. Choppers only think free. Step to me and I teach you. Somebody Texas preacher. Straight drop in my beaker. Ace knock in my speakers. Last night I counted 1 mil. This morning, 150. Can't count me out. Don't make me hurt your feelings. I B12 a jetty. Jet blue, forget it. Rolex embedded. With princess and baggage.
Yeah.
Same old brick, but it's different, yay. Yeah, that's candy paint on my 7 tray.
Tomorrow. I haven't had time. They've been down in the studio practicing, so I had to come upstairs I could hear the Nicky Rich show. But before I go to bed, yes, sir, I've been hearing your mixes on the radio, and they're tight.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man. I'm trying to put it together, baby. Big Daddy, I already told you, we about to go in. Hey!
Absolutely, we are. I guarantee I stay on my grind.
Oh, definitely, man.
See,
oh,
they said it was in the studio, and he took a break to listen to the Nicky Rich show.
Nicky Rich show, that's right. That's
so
right, yeah, I could, if I was down in the studio with them practicing, I couldn't have heard anyway, so I had to go somewhere where it was a little bit quieter.
Okay. So, Big Daddy, I know you got some upcoming events going on. Tell us a couple of performances where 403 Mob will be.
Okay, our next performance is the 28th of this month. That's at Fremont Music Hall. We're opening for Axe Murder Boys, formerly of Psychopathic Records, and now they're on their own. So we'll be opening for them. We've got a real treat for the fans. It's a top secret. I can't share it, but come on out to the show. We're performing with another fellow named Toxic. He's from the Queen City. And also Derelicts. I'm not sure where they're from. I don't know a whole lot about them. But we perform with Toxic, and he's a pretty good artist. And then, of course, AMB's going to be the headline, and they're a good act as well. So come on out to that. For
most
sure.
Definitely. Yes. And also December the 4th, I'll be judging the Charlotte Scott Talent along with performances by 403 Mob. And also, guess who will be in the building? DJ Unique.
Well, you know, my name is in everything, yo. Stop playing. It's like that prize in the Cracker Jack box. You know, every box, you got to have a prize. So you already know I'm in everything.
And this will be crazy because this is the first time that, you know, I'll be able to, you know, encounter with you guys. I've met 403 Mob at the South Carolina Music Conference, which was awesome. And
it was awesome.
You know, we all will be in the same building at the same time. It's going to be crazy.
It will, and you have never seen a live performance, DJ Unique. You haven't either, so we will definitely bring something to the table, I'll guarantee it.
Most definitely. You know, I get my little showtime, you know what I'm saying? They're going to give me my, like, hour to go ham. So you better have the dance shoes on tight. You heard? Because I'm going in there. There ain't no telling who's going to be in the building, you know what I'm saying? That's enough time to get somebody in the building. Somebody going to be out there, you know what I'm saying? Somebody big going to be out there walking right with DJ Unique in the building, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got to bring something to the city because that's going to be something big for Charlotte, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to bring somebody. I'm going to call somebody. Somebody's going to be in the building. So I'm going to let y'all know until ahead of time, you know what I'm saying? So just be prepared for that.
Definitely. Well, who's ever in the building, whether it's one or 100, you know, the 403 Mob, they're gonna bring it to the table. So, you know, that's all right. That's why them boys are down there practicing right now.
I hear that. Shout out to 403 Mob. They are featured on the Nicky Rich Show site. Y'all can go check them out, NickyRichShow.com. And go check out that Black and White Resurrection, their new album. And I am also featured on that album, which I get excited about because that's my first feature on the album. But y'all got to go purchase it. You know, support 403 Mob. Follow them at 403MOB on Twitter.
That's it. Y'all go out there for sure and buy the album because 403 Mob, we need the support. You know, we've got to get people to purchase our stuff in order to keep doing what we're doing and bring new music to the table.
That's what's up, man.
All righty. And if you would like to book,
thank you.
To go through Big Daddy as well for any shows,
any shows.
All right. Thank you. We're going to get to it. It's almost time for our guest for tonight, but we're going to go to that Young Chris, known as YC Rex on Rex. Y'all stay tuned. We're getting geared up for our special guest. we have Keith Allen Hayes coming through. So stay tuned to the Nicki Rich Show.
What you got?
All right. right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in. We're live here on Throwdown Thursdays. DJ Unique, guest, special guest co-host tonight. For those who are listening right now and you want to call in, you can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And we're getting ready for our special guest. DJ Unique, you ready for our special guest?
You know I stay ready. Got all.
All right. Well, I want to tell everybody a little bit about our special guest tonight. We have Keith Allen Haynes. You may know him from several different feature films. He's been in 26 feature films and over 10 TV appearances. Also have been a part of the Oscar-winning The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock and The Lost Valentine with legendary Betty White. He is an author. He is also a father. And tonight we would like to welcome Keith Allen Haynes. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. How are you doing?
What up, Miss Nikki? How you doing?
Good. We're glad to have you.
Well, it's an honor, and I had to say, that boy DJ Unique, that dude hand must be on fire by now, because he killed
me. Appreciate it, bro, man. Oh, man, you know, that's a good look coming from a legend himself, man. You know, I'm trying to get in the door a little bit, man.
Man, that's all right there, Doc. I just wanted to stay listening, but, you know, my God.
Oh, man, That's a good look, man. I tried to put it together for Nikki Rich, man. I had to throw her a little Hustle Hard in there, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had to throw that in there. That's one of her favorite songs there.
No problem.
We need Hustle Hard. What's happening,
man?
What's going on, man? You got a lot of stuff going on, man. You got a whole lot, man.
Yeah, man. I'm still decompressing from a play that I did on the 22nd, believe it or not, and just had another premiere for another movie I was in with Tommy Ford, Robbie Givens, and Greg Allen Williams called Unspoken Word. So that was just two Fridays ago, or last Friday, if you were the 13th. So, I mean, I got a lot of stuff, man, and I just, you know, trying to stay working and stay relevant, man.
Oh, man. That's crazy,
so tell everybody,
man.
What's that?
I was going to say, so tell everybody where you were born and raised.
Well, if they ain't guessed it by now from the southern accent, you know, I'm from the A. I mean, Atlanta, Georgia, I'm from the south. Absolute.
A-town.
Ride or die.
A-town
right.
Down.
And I love all my other cities, so it ain't no, you know, city beef or no city war like that, but this is where I was born and raised, so, you know, this one I just hold down tightly. But all the other cities I done went to and did shows and stuff at, y'all know I got mud love for y'all, man. So don't do that. What's up?
.com.
Yeah, don't do that, .com. What's up?
I know. So tell us, you know, how did you get started in the entertainment industry? Because you all in the entertainment industry. You're writing, you know, you up here in the movies, and I mean, you everywhere. Also in the hair industry. I mean, you taking over right now.
Well, Nick, like I said earlier, I mean, try to stay fresh and just try to stay relevant. I always had this, you know, this notion of whatever I was going to be on TV. I just didn't really know how it worked or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Coming from a family of nine, but I'm going to tell y'all something, you know, it's crazy, but I'm going to tell you that I thought in all honesty. Like, if you were seeing a TV show, and like if it was a murder scene or whatever, and a detective who come out and say they investigating the case or whatever, and they were like, well, we got to get down to the bottom here. I'm like, whoever the dude that's looking at you saying that, ask him, not even knowing that was a camera at the time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. But I always knew, I always wanted to do it. It was just, now that I found out, you know, how it worked, what were the preliminaries and protocols and how to do this stuff. When I see how it worked, it just started coming together. I was like, okay, let's go.
Man, I know your bio is like three pages, ain't it?
Nah, it's actually condensed, yeah. But you know when you want to do one, it's just one page. But you know,
wow.
I just only put the stuff that really jumping out at the time right now.
Man. Oh man, I ain't gonna put it, man.
From 26 films, feature films. You hear me? It's like 26. He can put all them 26 on there, but.
Yeah, I couldn't even put all. That's why I just, it was a numbers game with that. Just have to go and, you know, if you go to IMDb.com and type in Keith Allen Hayes, you'll see the 26 feature film, like, at the quarter page. But, like, if you view the resume, I got more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I just say 26 feature film, like, meaning those old blockbusters you may have caught, heard about with them A-lists in them.
Right.
Right.
It's a blessing, man.
That's amazing. Now, what was the feeling like? I mean, when you first found out that you was going to be in The Blind Side and also, you know, in The Lost Valentine and working with these, like you say, A-list actors?
Well, when you get the call, first of all, I mean, you got to, you know, you go through these channels, which would be, of course, your agency. But at the time, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, this way makes it so unorthodox. I didn't have an agency at that time. And two agencies who I went to an audition for, they didn't want me at the time. So
Wow. Actually,
I got booked through that one just off of just word of mouth, somebody knew. And I was actually at the barbershop early that morning, like 8 or something, to do something else for another set, which was an indie film, and I got a call to work on that one. They said, could you be here like in the next hour or so? So I'm like, sure, because I was just down the street. But I didn't know who was actually working on the movie, so I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what it was about or none of that. When I get there, my scene, they featured me in Who Talking With Me or whatever. We chopping it up. Wasn't nobody but Sandra Bullock herself. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, just to walk into that like that and just to be the scene, man, words can't explain, but you kind of get an idea. Being from
that's
who I
definitely.
Am, these people, we've been watching on TV for however long.
Wow.
And the Monique show, you were a special guest there. That in itself is awesome. You know, we had chance to have Monique's campaign come on our show for the first time, so I mean, Monique is awesome. So that's amazing for her to have you as a guest. You know, you doing things, big things, that is.
She ain't nothing but life, full of energy,
mm-hmm.
full of love. And she all about promoting people, but she really about promote people of color, which would be us. So with her background and her coming up and all the stuff she endured, in case in point, you ain't got no excuse. Whatever you want to do, I know it sounds cliche, everybody ran it into the ground, but there's no excuse. Whatever you want to do, you put your mind to it. We can even add president to the list now.
Right.
So stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing, man.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to make it that status. Fucking be DJing for the Monique show and Monique parties and all the actors. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm grinding hard, baby. You know, cause I'm hell of on them turntables. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to network and everything. Who was the first person that you looked up to and was like, man, I want to do this?
I probably had to take you all the way back to Richard Roundtree, brother.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Just act of color was able to bring that demeanor to the screen, and it wasn't slapstickish. You understand what I'm saying? He wasn't covered with the white lips and all this extra shade of black on him, and he's shucking and dive. I'm talking about we got a cat that come on to the screen, and he whipping some people, you know what. And he was gangster, and that trench coat was fire. Man. Watching that, and stuff like then, of course, later on, of course, Denzel, then Will Smith, and then everybody who just, I mean, you know, it's crazy. I had a pledge even kind of, if I ain't worked with, I had a pledge to just meet some of these folks, and I got a saying that I got in my bio is when you surround yourself with greatness, it can't help but fall upon you. And if that ain't true, man, I don't understand, because everybody I've been meeting since I've been into this, especially the last past 6 months, have been conducive to my career. Either they can add to it or could take me further in where places I probably could never go, even with agency, which I have two now, one in Atlanta and one in North Carolina. So,
right.
And I mean that, Doc. I'm just I'm living and I'm doing what I want to do, man. I got a family, you know, and it's all about balance with all of this stuff.
Exactly.
Well, I'm just doing me, man, and I like to reach out and help other who, you know, they ain't even gotta have nothing to do with acting. They probably don't even care for movies, if you will. But just they drive and they passion for whatever it is they want to do, man. If I know somebody or whatever, or if it's something I can do, I ain't got no problem with it, dog. They just gotta give me time to contact whoever it is I need to contact, or just be patient because my schedule is pretty hectic. At times,
right.
It can be. You understand what I'm saying? Other than that, they can be understanding, man. I got you, no doubt.
That's awesome. And you know what? I always play this certain song on my inspiration gospel. You know, "Smile" by Kirk Franklin. And I did not realize that was you in the video.
That was
awesome.
A reward within itself, man. I was like,
yes.
I mean, of course, Kirk, they told me, would you like to do a video for my agency? I'm like, well, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't where I could be picking and choosing too often, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, no video, I give it a shot. When they send me the breakdown on the who, I'm like, yeah, I go get it a shot. But it wasn't like it was handed to me because I still had to go audition for it.
Yeah.
So that, you know what I'm saying, it was a process within itself. So I auditioned for it and the directors or whatever, when they saw the audition, and you know these are white people we talking about, and I'm saying that because it's significant when I say that. When I went down and they called for me to go and do my part in there, they were like the man of the hour. You know, they were just hyping up. When you get white people saying that's what I'm talking about, woo, and they yelling and screaming, get where you win.
Yes.
Right. You understand? when white people say that. Understand that,
you know it's different.
Oh man, they love me. According to them, I feel like I could. Yeah, it took me a long time to come down off that.
You was on top of the world.
I mean, you know, at times I still feel it at times, but you know, in all honesty, it's gonna just take for you being humble just to stay afloat. Cause I mean, I'll miss some people, man. I'm started out with. Yeah, of course I won't get no name, but I know in their heart of hearts they mean well. But the industry done got them so much saturated, you know, they done got the side of them and you know what I'm saying, that's just too much for me right now.
Right.
Exactly.
And that ain't the way to be. I don't care
what
line of work you in. That just ain't never the way to be like that.
Wow, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yes.
Like, yeah, straight up.
Man, you feel the same way I feel, man, for you to even come out and say, man, you appreciate my music, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I look up to people like you, you know what I'm saying? And, man, all I can say is, man, my hat's off to you, man. I want to wish you all the success, man. Keep on going, man.
Hey, I say the same to you, bro. I was listening. I was like, boy, I know he ain't finna mix that. Boy, don't you do that. He did it anyway. I'm like, he did. So for a minute, I just stayed tuned in rocking. I'm like, man, okay. How you doing this?
Yeah, man, you know I get that. You know where I get that from. I'm a hype DJ, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere I go, man, it's nuts. You need to see me live, though, man. You imagine in the club all night with me, man. It's like I'm a sweating girl's perms out their head. I tell a girl, don't come to no place, dude. I tell them all the time, don't come to no place, dude. I have a muscle.
They're going to be messed up by Tazzy Lee.
Yeah, man, I'm used to that Atlanta, man, because, you know, that's why everybody like, why you so crunk, why you so energy? I'm from New York, you know what I'm saying, I'm loud, but when I can't move down south, man, like, hey, all my friends is from Atlanta, because y'all so unified, you know what I'm saying, y'all, I mean, everybody in Atlanta, I meet in Atlanta, so cool, you know what I'm saying, they always want to network, you know what I'm saying, it's different, you know what I'm saying, a New York mentality than to come down there, man, so it's like, I love all the crunk music, you know, if I go to East, I mean, because, you know, it's like 1,000 clubs in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I was going like 4 or 5 different clubs in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I was seeing what the DJ is playing, you know what I'm saying? So I got used to that, you know what I'm saying? So I got to bring the hotness, man. I got to bring that crunk, man. I got to bring that Atlanta flow, you feel me?
But look, though, in all honesty, ain't that how it's supposed to be, though? Like, no matter where you from, no matter,
yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying, or where you been, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you in this in this umbrella, under this umbrella that we call entertainment, where we appease the people, or they like, or they have some interest in what we do, whether that's acting, whether that's music, singing, poetry, that's still entertaining. So, which means it's entertainment. So it don't matter what your walk is, we always supposed to kind of, it's designed that way. We supposed to mesh, and you understand the network and however it'll be, but, you know, haters have they say, and naysayers have they say, and I guess that to create the equilibrium that, you know, I guess they supposed to do that. But you supposed to fight for it, man. You supposed to be able to show love from Cass. If he come all the way from Guam, if he bringing it, you can't do nothing but accept him. He's doing it. So he just putting his place on the map, and now he in with the mainstream with everybody else, and he doing his thing. So you supposed to show love. That's just how it's supposed to be, though.
Well, definitely, man. I love the A-Town love, man. I ain't gonna front, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that was my next step, you know what I'm saying, to move to the A, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, in the club, man, you know, tell them who work in the club, man. Everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, always want to make a power move, you know what I'm saying? Come up with the next, you know what I'm saying? We want to do this, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I look at stuff like that. I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? Everything cool with me. They love to have a good time, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm about, you know what I'm saying? So, my love today.
Yeah, I'm going to wave my way up there to up north, too. I had, like, 2 opportunities ago, but, you know, on a little project I work through, they didn't fall through, but, you know, it's just a matter of time. So when I come up to New York, I got people that's from here that are moved up there, and they work on some stuff right now. So when I come through, I got enough spot to hit. And if you up there, if you down here, I'm going to definitely make sure we can make the connect, because I want to meet you, man, be like, you know, who behind the music? The guy got to be wearing some ice gloves or something.
No, it was definitely, man. Me and Nicky Rich trying to put it together, man. But it's about you, man. You know what I'm saying, man? So what's your next step, man? You got any movies or anything that you got coming?
Like I said, just did the play, Secrets, and I got to make sure I get a proper shout-out. The play Secrets that we did at the Port of Sanford Theater, and we did it in the main theater that's in Decatur, which is a 500-seater, right? The staff there, the personnel and everything, they said they never dealt with a play of that magnitude. So they was trying to advise her that she shouldn't go to the main theater. You get what I'm saying? I guess in business sense, you wouldn't want nobody to invest to not make money out of her. But they didn't have no idea. As a 500-seater, dog, we sold 490 seats.
Wow.
Still out of the main theater. So standing ovation, people crying and laughing and everything. Then we just had the premiere on the 13th doing that. Of course, you know, I write and I direct myself, so I got about 3 notebooks full of finished products that I got, and she do it well, so we finna collab on the stuff and just roll out some shorts, because a friend of mine, Duval Robinson, got to give him a special shout-out. He got his own limo service, too, and he film and do a lot of stuff, so he's my cameraman, and he met some BET execs, like personal phone number, no middle person, no none of that. So she want us to put together some stuff that's tangible. You understand what I'm saying? So she can see. And if it's popping and she got it, man, we finna start eating really good. So we got a lot of stuff in the world. Oh, I mean, and anybody get, we're going to audition. I'm no people of trying to handpick people, per se. And I feel honored if I put a posting out there and somebody just want to, and they respond, they say they would love to be a part of, come out to audition. In that fact alone, I feel humble. You get what I'm saying? Because they could be like, man, you understand what I'm saying? That goes to show how much people think of you or your work. They cannot like you, but they respect what you do. And if they respect what you do, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? That's why you, Nicky, you got everybody tapping in on this Twitter and calling in on the phone, because they respect what you do. And most of them may like. Yeah, I understand what I'm saying, but the truth of the matter, it is what it is, though.
That's real.
So, I mean, right, that's what time it is. So, I mean, I like to spread love. I like to show love. I'm even where I'm, like, getting back into life with the kids and stuff and, you know, AIDS walking, cancer walking, you know, all this stuff that becoming, like, major important to me now because I lost my grandma to cancer.
Right.
When I go walk, it's more than me just walking for her, because it's like a family down there. Like, immediately, they embrace you because everybody kind of share one thing in common, a loss. You get what I'm saying? Right. Or somebody battling with mm-hmm. that. So, I mean, it's more than just a walk now. So, it's like a lifestyle. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff that I try to be into. And then be a father and a husband on top of that. And then dealing with balanced life and doing homework and changing mm-hmm. diapers. All that stuff. I still do all that.
What?
Yes. It's all good, though.
And also, we know that you are the face of Cream of Nature for the next 5 years as well.
Oh, man, that right there went in for the bless. We got time for me to go in the store around there? I'll make it short.
Oh, we got plenty of time. It's okay. All about you, like.
I had a new script that I was giving for a movie, and I was with my acting brother at the time, Demetrius Bank, big ups to him. And I was going to him to help me kind of read through it to kind of, you know, develop this character or what they wanted me to convey with this character. And he was at going to the audition. Actually, he went to it. I just went with him, and he said, let me go to this person. When I finish, I'll help you with it. So I'm standing outside looking in, and as I look in the window, all the guys in there were like 6'2 or taller. The women are 5'5 or 5'7 or taller. So which means I'm 5'5. Which means I ain't got no business in there. So I stood outside, but the guy who was signing everybody in, he taps on the window, and he said, he motioned like to come in the inside. So I'm like, what you want? He said, you going to stay in the audition for it? And I gave him this look like, man, don't you see how short I am? And looking at all these people in this room, he said, you here, you might as well. So I agreed with him on that. I mean, what would it hurt for me to do? That was on a Monday. Got a call from the president of the company Thursday. A representative on Friday said, yeah, we want to use you for our Cream of Nature ad. And he said, where you at right now? I was at my brother-in-law barbershop, University Barbershop, by the way, Jane P. Brawley in Atlanta downtown. I'm finna get my hair cut. He literally, yeah, through the phone. He said, no, don't do that. He said, what I need to do, take a picture of your hair right now, front and two sides, and send it to me. He like, perfect. Now, they gave me my contract and everything, set me up with wardrobe and everything. We did the shoot, and here we is. I'm on that thing for 5 years, man.
Wow.
Just like right. that. So I'm like, whoa. You understand? I'm like, really? I mean, so it was crazy, man. But I'm relishing in it, you know, still being humble by that. Ain't that like going in Walmart? And I did have to walk down there the aisle every now and then and see if I see boxes on the shelf or whatnot. I ain't finna lie to y'all. Yeah, I still check.
And you know, you'll forever remember that, and people will too, because I remember the Duke Wave. You know, all the men that was on them boxes. You'll forever remember that.
Right. Oh, that's crazy, though.
Yes. I mean, you forever. So that in itself, to have your face, that's like a billboard.
Yeah, most people. Because, you know, you could Photoshop stuff, and, you know, most people didn't think it was real at first. You know, granted, I understand, because if y'all know me, y'all like, man, how in the world you get that? I could kind of see them initially, but I'm just saying, man, you know, God did that thing, man. He blessed me with it, so you gonna continue with me, or you gonna continue with him?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got 5 years. I guess the first two, if you don't believe, you got 3 more years to kind of sell in and believe that me now.
Exactly.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Let's move. Keep it moving. Let go.
Exactly.
Hang on.
I mean, it's just so much. And when you talk about greatness, it is. I mean, just think of if you just go back, like if you ever feeling down and out, because, you know, we have our days and everything where you work so hard, and sometimes you do.
Sure.
Not saying you get discouraged or anything like that, but sometimes you're not going to, it seems like you don't have a day, a happy day every day. I know I do, but at least I try. But, you know, sometimes you kind of get kind of sad some days. You can go back and look at your bio and be like, why am I sad?
It's funny you say that. It's funny you say that. Just last night. Not that I was feeling down last night, but I know it's that. I mean, I am human. I mean, I have my days someday. You understand? I mean, that just part of, I ain't going to sit here and say every day, you know, I wake up, eat steak for breakfast and lunch and dinner and do all that kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, life is life. I mean, you still have to live or whatever. So on them days like that, I do think about a certain project. Initially, I just reflect, man, on my kids and my daughter now asleep after me bathing and, you know, cleaning up and feeding or whatever, and she down there asleep, our precious year, and them little baby breaths. That's humbling to me. And my son, see him in the room the other night drawing basketball goal and spelling my name on it, say, "Daddy, this you right here." I mean, it's just simple stuff like that I'm taking more to now. It don't have to be flashing with all the bells and whistles. No, it just becoming simple to me now. Stuff like that can just, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that I don't have an issue or dilemma that I got to deal with. You understand what I'm saying? But it makes it more nerve come that I can clear head now, so I can approach it a different way now and strategize on how I need to handle what it is I need to do and, you know, keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I'm like, wow, just, you know, reading it. And like you say, you condensed it. It's just amazing in itself, one individual person, you know, within these years. I'm not saying a couple of years, but, you know, within these years, this is awesome. And, you know, you in the right direction.
It makes you wonder sometimes, you know, when you have them day, because every day, I ain't going to say, I don't nail all my auditions I go to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know everybody want to hear the glamour part of their lifestyle, but I just got to keep it real or whatever. I don't nail all my auditions. You get what I'm saying? And certain projects that I've done and we shot, if I watch them, I'm like my biggest, you know, critic. I always see, like, where I could have done more or said more or whatever. To me, I feel like, you get what I'm saying? That's just how I am. I don't know if it'll ever go nowhere. But with that being said, you know, from that time, December 23rd, when I did my first stand-up, up until now, if you look at just the body of work, you probably would think, well, if I ain't have no dates on, you probably think I've probably been in for like 10 or 11 years. We just talking about a span of what that was, 07. That's a span of what, about 4 years, 4.5. And the body of work I've done, like work with people like Don Johnson, then with that Central City Production out of Chicago at the Stella and the Trumpet Award. Yeah, man, I know them people, man. So, you know, they allow me to come out and let me do my thing, and then they allow me to get on my IMDb as myself. Keith Allen Hayes at the Trumpet Award as myself, or at the Trumpets and the Stellar Award as myself. I mean, that's big for me, man.
That is. You can't get no better. That is big.
I'm just hanging in there, you know, Nick, and I'm just, you know, whatever's next. I just take it and strive, you know what I'm saying, just trying to stay relevant. Because you know Atlanta is the mega of everybody who want to rap. Out of 10 people, 9 of them want to rap or act or sing or do something entertaining. You get what I'm saying? That's just how it is. It's saturated. So with that being said, they have a casting call, and they say a male early 30s to like late 40s, African-American male, that could be me and 500 more other guys, right?
Yes.
But it's what you do and whatever, like a trademark, the way you do that separates you from everybody else. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's going to be more than your talent. It's going to be like your personality. It might be like, I don't know, I came up with bow ties and out of scarves or whatever, and I wear hats every night. You get what I'm saying? So they know, like, I know who that is, and, you know, that's a unique way of doing stuff. So you got to do something. I know it's hard to do, but you got to find something that's going to be about you, that's going to kind of give you a little bit more edge than the next guy who, if you look at him, look just like you, meaning person of color, probably the same height, same skin tone. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So they're trying to cast somebody. So what's going to have you to edge this guy out? And it ain't really no competition, or if you count it as competition, it's healthy competition.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So everybody finds it's like getting employed, man. You know, but the difference
with
each job, you know what I'm saying? You ain't running off your resume. You just trying to show it. You ain't telling, in other words, you trying to show what it is you can do.
You are.
So, I mean,
you are.
It's wild, man. It's a crazy industry, man. For real.
Now, I know it is crazy now. I know from my show, I be having people hit me up with craziness. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have people, you know, you talk to and they try to be, you know, oh, I'm your friend, we're close, we're this, we're that, and oh, and then they tend to fall off, you know. Like, where they go to?
Isn't that like common thread? Of course I have. You have. You need have. Anybody who's doing what it is, it's a sense of urgency on people, I think. And I could be wrong. The mistake I see with people that doing that is they're looking at you and gauging their success or not success off of what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? And that's not a fair assessment. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm not moving at the rate that you are, and then different circumstances may come about. Because I got a family, a man who with no family or no kids, a lot, he could do, you understand what I'm saying? He's at more of a range than I am. But with that being said, you should never do that. So I think a lot of people just do that. So they see you moving kind of rapidly, they feel like, all right, that's a train they need to get on. And then if it slow down, he was like, he or she ain't one doing that. And then they go on with the next person who kind of smoking out there. At the terminal, if you will. You understand what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you get it all the time. I get it enough, I should say.
All the time. It's like, I mean, people will see you on Twitter or Facebook. I mean, like, they're the only sites. They're not the only sites, but they'll see people talking to you. Oh, you're blowing up and you're doing your thing. And, you know, I mean, you just be like, okay. You know, especially if they
probably,
see the name all the time.
Oh, God. I can just only imagine with you because you're streaming, like you're radio. You get what I'm saying? You have a voice, and people can tune in or whatever. Like, I don't know if you do this on a nightly basis or you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Jump at opportunity to do that because now they can be heard, they got a voice, they got a platform to wear. You get what I'm saying? So, of course, you probably get it. I don't know. They probably doing it right now as we speak.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying? So I could just only imagine. I can't say I understand that because I'm not in radio and none of that. So I don't even know all the parameters. I just know that if people are granted 5 minutes or 15 or fame, boy, at every junction, they would jump on that, and yes, they'll go for it. So they'll be hitting you up with all that crazy stuff. So, Nikki, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just seeing, because I know it's harder, you know, with all that you've been doing, you know, with these performances and writing, and I know you get people left and right hitting you up. You know, just trying to get at you, having motives and different things. And I was just seeing what your take was on that.
Well, I mean, at times, everybody, you know, you do have wolves in sheep clothing. But out of all of them, a lot of that, you truly really have some that like the way Nikki Rich do her thing. They like the way DJ Unique do his thing. You get what I'm saying? They're avid fans, if you will, followers, or they're avid believers in your craft. So you can't penalize one who are actually, you get what I'm saying, who actually admire what you do as opposed to the people just want to sit back and see, like, if you really jump off, can they get a ticket to ride on board? You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's something you to just kind of gauge that. I mean, it's going to be told up. It's going to be to your discretion. We know they out there. We know they out there. I mean, it just depends on what you do with it. When you notice if that's them and you got all the power, it's a word that spells D-E-L-E-T-E. And you can get rid of them that way. You know, or unfollow them on Twitter or whatever, however you want to do it.
Yes, and you know with me, and I'm pretty sure with you, I guess, you know, how I do is I put God first, and, you know, I have a plan, a vision, and everything, you know, and no matter how people come, you know, try to intervene or they'll talk to you and fall off or whatever, it's all in the plan, you know, and God has a plan for you, and, you know, we just got to proceed and let him guide us, you know, with that. And nobody knows that plan but you, you know, and him, because you know what you want to do in life. And so nobody can control what you want to do.
Sure.
You know,
and that's totally, and then you'll be, man, you'll be twice the fool to think all your skill sets, talent, your voice, or whatever it is you do, to think you acquired that on your own and that you are now continue to do it just by you. Man, if you don't have, first of all, God make it all possible. You understand? For you to do all that, that's number one. Secondly, you're going to need a support group. Because as good as you are, you can't do it by yourself.
No.
You can't never do it by yourself. I mean, you show me somebody who owned like that and got all that, you know, notoriety and whatever they doing. You show me that they doing it by themselves. I'll pull the mask off and show you robot.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? There's no way you can't do it. So your support system, man, is going to mean a lot. Because when it's sad the world we live in. They love you one day and they hate you the next. So what you going to be, what your response is going to be on them day that they don't love you as much like they did a week ago. So who you draw from then, of course, number one would be God. But if you need somebody tangible, that might be your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, grandma, brother. So you understand what I'm saying? That friend of yours. You need this energy to draw from these people to get through the whole time. So play the fool if you want to. It'll show. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm far from a fool. I know what time it is.
Right. That's so true. That's so true. But, you know, you are, in, like I say, you can tell you on the right path. You got so much going for you and so much you're doing within these. I mean, you already got your 5 years already. Look, with Cream of Nature, you know what you're going to do in 5 years. In the next 5 years, you're going to be on the box. You're going to be the face of Cream of Nature.
Wow.
You know? That is crazy.
That is banana. I mean, you, even though I'm the one that did it and I'm on the box, I'm still like, I'm just still in awe because, I mean, anybody could have got that.
Exactly.
Considering out of that group, it was at least about 20 guys in that room that day. I probably made 21.
Wow.
Any of those 20 guys could have got it. You understand what I'm saying? Either one of them. Man, I mean, it's stuff like that, just simple stuff like that, if you really think about it. Man, shit.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. You just got to be, like, just sitting there thinking, like, this is amazing. This is, you know, look at what I'm doing in life, you know. You're supposed to live life to the fullest, and, you know, you living it.
I would think every person would probably want that for themselves. I honestly believe that, but what I think that block a lot of people is, I don't know if it is fear or just being surrounded by all the negativity. You get what I'm saying? You only got one of these to live. I mean, if you believe in reincarnation, you won't come back. I won't come back as Keith. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Probably come back as a butterfly. I mean, I don't have no voice or no personality. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I got this one shot there where I can think, man, and be fortunate and blessed to use my mind and think and calculate stuff and be able to, you know, shake and move and do a little stuff. And, man, he gave me that opportunity. I'm just going to try to capitalize on it. And be that in the industry that we in. Everybody want to work on every project, but I ain't even got wise in now. The project may be outstanding, and it may sound good, but it wasn't for me. I had to turn it down. I'm talking about thousands of dollars on some project, y'all. Type of thing. Anybody else probably be like, man, I would have did that. I'm like, well, you know, I got other stuff and other factors I had to think about, so. And it ain't every day you can do that, especially in this industry, because you know how many people that want to act? And we just talking about in Atlanta. I ain't saying in New York, Miami, L.A. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We got them everywhere. It's actors everywhere, and everybody want to do something and work on something.
Right.
So, you can't get to the point where you understand what I'm saying? You raise your head, stick your chest out a little bit, and start changing your voice and talking all funny because they will make you become obsolete.
Right.
If it depending on them, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you will be obsolete because first, if you want longevity, man, your attitude got to be right. That's number one.
Right.
You be talented, all get out. If you don't know how to talk to people, I know how to work with people. And not just people of color. I'm talking about work with international property. I'm talking about whatever, people from Guam or China or whatever. You got to know how to work with everybody, man. And your personal issues or whatever you had, you can't allow that to come because you're messing up the whole morale of the set or whatever. Dude. That's you. The karma is bad. You understand what I'm saying? So if it come out bad, you got yourself to thank for that. And if they shoot a movie, they capturing moments so they can show this forever and ever and ever. So if it wasn't good, dog, that's how bad you gonna look forever, forever and ever.
Right.
You understand? It ain't like a play. You know what I'm saying? If nobody ain't filming it or whatever, you can do whatever, and then that's it. People walk away from that. But if they filmed it, they got that emotion, they got that thought, they got that vision for whoever who got the DVD on it. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right.
Right, man. So it's like a keepsake, if you will. So, I mean, I just try to take it to the max on everything I do, man. Not to go over top, but, you know, I want to deliver it the way they want it. And if they let me put my spin on it, I throw that in there, but without trying to do too much.
I know that's right.
So what can we expect from you in the near future? What are you looking to do, you know, besides your Cream of Nature in the next 5 years?
Well, why do you say that? Because I did co-wrote a pilot. It's a sitcom with one of my acting brothers, Marvin Baldwin, by the way. Good dude. You look him up. He killing the game right now as well. Ultimately, Marvin Baldwin, yeah. Ultimately, in 5 years or better, what I want to do, like these three notebooks I have full of stuff that's completed, ultimately, I just want to sit behind it and watch my work unfold. I want to, you know what I'm saying, what I've birthed on paper, I want to see it come to life. Now, I wanted to live out through the voice, through the eyes, through the movements of other actors. You get what I'm saying? I ultimately just want to get me a fact check and, you know, just direct my stuff and just raise my kids. You get what I'm saying? Have spend more time with them.
All right.
That's what I want to do in 5 to 6 years. That's where I want to be at.
Exactly.
You know, like I show up on set, I sit down in my, you know, mahogany chair with the black thing on it, my name on the back and my bullhorn, and you know, you understand what I'm saying? And getting paid.
Yeah.
Right, and making the way for other cause. I wish I would have had somebody really pull my coattail on how stuff could be or how stuff really is, but I kind of had to do trial and error.
Mm.
It sort of spit, not in the truest sense, but you know, for most of it, that's how I had to figure it out. And so God just allowed me, in my figuring out, I just met some genuine people like, hey, man, don't worry about that. This is how you could do it, or this is the way you should do it, or whatever. And if you need help, dog, we here for you. Men and women alike. That don't happen every time. Because you get what I'm saying? Everybody think you at competition with each other, so people try to withhold stuff from you.
You got to go research.
You understand? You got to. You have to. I mean, if you lend your thoughts and your abilities and lay that on somebody else to carry that through for you, you'll never get to where you're going.
Mm-mm. No, never. Yeah. But you will have those people that will be helpful, you know, that you encounter that's true and that's genuine. And those are the people that are the ones that help you to the next level.
I'm glad. Say, I'm fortunate. I got a team, Nick. I got a team
yeah.
that really believe in what I do. I mean, that's rare. I don't even know if it's really supposed to be like this. I'm kind of throwing myself like, and everybody got their faults. Now, I ain't saying, you know what I'm saying, people don't have their vices or whatever. I'm just talking about these are pure human beings that at any moment we subject to do anything because we human. You understand? That's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
We can do anything, meaning evil or good. But I got a right. group of people, man, that, you know what I'm saying, they seem to have my best interest, man. So, I mean, if I'm kind of going far right wing or left, man, they be like, hey, Keith, man, you tripping, man. You know what I'm saying? Depending on whoever won, they bring it to me just like that because you know why? Nigga, because I do it to them like that.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't going to be the kind of you audition in front of us and you can't sing and we tell you, man, yeah, you should go on American Idol. We ain't dealing with them kind of people I'm rolling with like that.
Right.
They'd be like, hey, my man, you need leave that alone, man. Try, can you play a saxophone or something or some drum? Leave that thing and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Leave that alone, bro. That's the type of people I got around
wow.
me, and that's how I be toward them. So we ain't going to have no room for all that crazy stuff. I mean, I don't see it.
Right.
Absolutely, man. But I'm humble right now. I'm still on cloud 20 with, you know, the bad two project we on. So I'm just waiting for what's going to happen there. What's next?
Exactly.
That probably should be my hashtag on what's next on my Twitter.
That's a good one. What's
next? For real. What's next?
Now, so tell everybody how they can hit you up, whether via Facebook, Twitter, or your website. Want to learn more about this?
Sad to say, my personal website has been under construction now for 2 months. Why, I don't know, but we're going to get that part worked out. But my Facebook, I mean, if you listen or whoever cares so to reach out to me, is facebook.com, Keith. Allen Hayes, that's KeithAllenHayes. And my Twitter is the same thing, keep everything uniform. So I want to be Keith Allen Hayes on Facebook and then Dr. Quinn McGrimmie on Twitter, confusing everybody. So I don't want to. You understand what I'm saying? I'm the same thing. I keep everything the same uniform. So that's how they can get in touch with me. And, yeah, man. And, you know, if some writers out there, some other producers, other actors, actresses or whatever, you know, I'm all about networking, man, if they see her. So I look forward to it.
Your name sounds like a preacher name, Reverend Keith Allen Hayes.
Girl, stop. Now you've been turned to a whole nother segment. you know, I ain't
you know
denying. I don't. Yeah, I know what you. I know.
I smile.
Hey, what's up? Hey, man. Wow.
No, let me stop. But, yes, it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight, man. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too. When you reached out to him, man, I was like, for sure. For sure.
Well, definitely get at me, man. I can make you a little workout mixtape or something, man.
Hey, dog, you do that for me. I tell the world you did. Man, this DJ Unique, you know what I'm saying? He did it, dog. My own personal remix copy.
Oh, man, guess what, though? I got you, .com. I can send, if you want that mix right there, I can send it right to your email. All I need is an email. Just send it to my, send it to my Twitter.
But stop playing, because I'll give it to you.
Man.
Yeah, you
right
stop playing, cause I give it to you.
Man, listen, like I said, hit my Twitter, DJUnique23. You know what I'm saying? Put your email, DM me your email, and I got you.
I'm gonna follow you now, dude, and we can work all that out. And Nikki, man, thank you for letting me just have this platform, and you know what I'm saying? Just the talk or whatever. You know, this whatever it took for you to get all this, to get going, that's neither here nor there. Not saying it ain't important, but which meaning you got this time and this dispensation, this moment, and you rocking it out right now.
Thank you.
And you allowed me to be a part of that, so I did that.
Yes, we always, you know, we like to bring, you know, we bring the hottest guests, but my thing is, I love for everybody. The reason why I created this platform, I know everybody is working on different things. We all have visions, and we all are scattered everywhere. It's everybody, you know, throughout the world. And, you know, I want to reach everybody. If you have something that you're doing, I mean, you know, it may seem like you're getting every airwave, but, you know, what about the people in the little towns and different things? You know, I want to reach everybody. And we worldwide. Like, we got, right now, we got people that's tuned in from Jamaica. People that have been hitting me up from the UK on my texts and everything right now that's tuned in. So it's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy right now. So, you know, it's such a blessing to have all the listeners tuned in. And, you know, we just want everybody to get heard, because I know some people haven't even been on a radio station before, but we like to try to reach everybody, you know?
And with that thought alone, and just, you know, if that's your sound or your functional MO that you're working off of, I don't see why you won't be able to do that.
Yep.
She can do it. She can do it. I keep doing
it. You understand what I'm saying?
My phone over here,
well,
my ear like crazy. We talking,
right,
she tweeting.
We
tweeting while
we're
talking.
Wow.
She tweeting while we talking right now.
That's what's
up, man. She mad now. We're going to have to get her a Michael Knight card. Come pick her up, man. Word up, man. I got much love for Nikki, man, for real, man, because for her to do what you're doing, man. Man, for real, man. She really grinds, you know what I'm saying? She holler at me every day. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
what's
man,
up.
I appreciate everything, man. For real, she's fighting up my moment. You know, then she get me hyped. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, well, I'm ready to do something else now. Nigga, I got you. I got another mix for you. I got another one. She supports everybody, man. She do that with everybody. So that's what she going to win. You know what I'm saying? Because she ain't big-headed.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She like to help a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Need to be helped. You know what I'm saying? So she gonna win.
So Nikki, you a people's champ?
Yep. I'm a
people's
champ.
That's what's up.
But what I was saying was we are on two networks. We're also on the Chicago College Underground Radio. And we are invading the college. We're invading the airwaves right now. And with over 13,000 listeners. And within over 100 countries, it's crazy.
Well, Chi-Town, send me a tweet and put the call letters on there. Is it online or is it actually like radio slot?
It's online. It's online, but it's a huge network. They actually got a network in Atlanta. In over 100 countries right now. It's like one in Atlanta, Chicago. I'm based out of the one in Chicago. They got one in Asia, Australia. It's everywhere, pretty much.
Y'all,
it's different.
You hooked in with the Asians? Girl,
yeah. We all over. We worldwide.
Man, you got to send me that, man, on some or whatever. You got my email or whatever, or however you want to do
yeah.
it. You know, I want to help promote that anywhere. I believe in that. Although I ain't never put no face with you as far as meet you, interact with you closer, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, on the premise on what you're doing right here and right now, that counts for some.
I know that.
And we
right.
also podcasting live, too. So if you want to go to the gym and work out while you're working out, you can download this podcast right here that's on
from
right
iTunes?
Now. Yes, sir, for free.
I got an iTunes account, too, so you ain't said nothing. What else
after,
you got?
After the show, download this episode.
What else you got? You got
that
your
on
Sirius Radio?
The iTunes account. What do you know about that?
Man, I got an iTunes account, man. Come on, man.
Let's go.
So when you download your iTunes, you're going to see all 150-something episodes of the Nikki Rich Show from April to now.
Wow. 150?
It might be more than that right now.
Girl, your grind is insane. I thought, and I'm sitting here thinking I'm crazy. Girl, you out of your mind in a good way. You out of your grinding mind right about now.
You know, it's blessed. You know, I'm coming from being a teacher for 7 years. Laid off last year due to budget cuts, you know, working on my PhD, and then, you know, PhD and hairstylist at the same time. And then I decided to start this Nikki Rich show in April, and this is where we at.
And already 115.
Yes, sir.
And that's humbling enough, man. I salute you. I mean, you can't see me doing an actual salute, but trust me, I'm doing it. That's what's up, man.
You say you can't see me doing this.
You can't see me doing it, but trust me, I'm doing it. It's toward my TV, though. I'm trying to, you know, watch, see who's going to win this game tonight as well. But, yeah.
But, see, you know, I listened to you earlier when you said there are people that, you know, like you came in contact with and, you know, because I feel like everybody I come in contact, you was talking about within the 6 months, you know, within, you know, just since. You know, I say this is my season. So people I've come in contact, you know, it's just been so awesome. And you know it's for a reason because I know this is my season. And just my guests, look at the type of guests that I have come on the show. And we are encountered for a reason, you know. They're part of, you know, of my journey as well.
Well, I'm on board. You got me.
Yes.
So I believe in it. And all that, you know, that's because I don't just do that. You know what I'm saying? If I believe in it, I'm on board. You got me.
Yes.
And then, you know, your boy Rock out with you. So he, you know, he with you. Unique.
Almost
that
definitely.
He healed that.
Oh, you already know.
So what I'm saying, that's rare. That's a hard to find, man. So, yeah, you can add a couple of more to the list. I mean, leave one. You know, whatever I can do or whatever, you know, you can shoot me an email. You can DM me on Twitter and we friend on Facebook.
That's what it do, man. That's what we need, man.
So the only thing I ain't getting you is the Batman symbol to reach me. You know, but you got everything, yeah. Yeah, the Batman symbol. You know, you flip the light on or whatever. So that's the only thing you have.
Right,
okay.
There.
Yeah.
There he is, right there, Dad.
Wow.
Crazy. But it's been a pleasure to have you on. You know, you've been doing so much, and I mean, I just commend you. You are just, like you said, of greatness.
And I live by that. You experiencing that, and you're gonna even see it more and more. We just stay focused, man. Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
It.
You know what I'm saying? Is there any way you can add to it to make it better? Then do that. But the core of what you're doing don't change. Cause if you in for the people, stay in for the people.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You get your notoriety, you already getting it. You know what I'm saying? But you want to share it as well. You don't want it to be just about you. I mean, that's what I get from it because I don't want it to be just about me. Because the world don't just exist for just me.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So I can't just make it be all about me. That'll be crazy on my behalf of things. But that's just how I think now, Nikki. That's me.
See, I get hyped over something. Look at what you're doing. You know, just looking at what you're doing, it motivates somebody else. It motivates me. Like, man, you know.
Ain't that how it's done? Is it supposed to be like that, right? That's the I alluded to that earlier. Don't it supposed to be that way?
Yup.
Yeah.
I mean, you meet and talk to people and you come in contact with people for whatever they walk alike. It could be what you're doing or not what you're doing. When you meet people with such energy and such liveness like that, how can you walk away being the same?
Right.
Or get off the phone being, I don't understand. So you know what I mean. So you know exactly what I mean.
Exactly.
So you just added to me tonight. You and Unique added to me. So if I added to you all, that what was supposed to happen. That's how I look at it.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? I was humble enough. You know, you asked me, I was fortunate enough, first of all, I counted it fortunate enough to come out on this show. You asked me. You know what I'm saying? You could be like, you could have got Keith Larry to come on the show.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is for a reason, happened for a reason. And, you know, at this moment in time, I'm just happy. I appreciate you, Nikki, and Unique, man, y'all for bringing me on. And, hey, it's going to be what it is. And I hear my little girl upstairs going crazy. I guess I got to go get her in a little bit.
Well, we appreciate it. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. And, you know, we wish you all the best, you know. And your family, wish them all the best. I know your wife, she's your backbone. So shout out to her. You know?
Absolutely.
And we just wish you all the best.
And I wish you all much success as well. And I really believe we're going to get it. I just don't see nothing left. You know what I'm saying? Or more of it, should I say.
You don't have to worry. We don't believe in beliefs. We going to believe in doing.
Okay.
Like, hey.
Okay.
Make sure you get at me, man. I got you. Send me that email, man. I got it right to you, man. The special Nicky Rich mix. You know what I'm saying? And we got
I
you
got you. I just followed
you
on Twitter, man. So I got you. That was me. I just looked you up while we were talking. I followed you on Twitter, so I got you. Yeah.
Now it is right there. I just got to see the follow back and it's on and popping. Me and Nicky Rich gonna be in Atlanta in a minute anyway, man. We about to take some road trips, man. So make sure you take care of us when we come to Atlanta, man.
Absolutely, man. Nicky, bless you, and just keep doing what it is you're doing, love. You rocking it out. So just hey, I look forward to seeing some more from you.
Thank you, and
no
God
problem.
Bless.
Absolutely, y'all take care.
All right, baby.
All right, you just listening to Keith Allen Haynes. Man, it's been a rocking show. It's been awesome. Man, I want to go to some music. We're winding things down here on the Nicky Rich Show. I want to let everybody know before we go to our music, I want to let you know that you can, you know, look us up at NickyRichShow.com. We will be featuring Mr. Keith Allen Haynes on our site, so you have to check that out as well. And we will be having all his bio and information. And also, you can go check out 403 Mob, their video Beneath the Snow, as well as, you know, they have an album out, which I'm also featured on, and you can go purchase it. And also go to Reverb Nation and look up 403 Mob, as well as other artists we have is Ask Poets and Terrible. You can go check them out, Sipping on That Rio. They are coming to the Nicky Rich Show as well. You can go check that out on YouTube. And also go to KZD of Bad Dog Records, and you can go listen to Billion Dollar Block Boys. They will be coming. But next Tuesday, oh my goodness, I'm so excited to announce we got Drum Majors ATL co-hosting, and we also have Soul For Real going to be in the building. Soul For Real is going to be on next Tuesday along with Just Rich Gates. Just recently did a video with Waka Flocka, so y'all got to check that out. It's going to be crazy, but we're excited. And we also have Melage is saying Chicken If You Got It. They'll be co-hosting on Tuesday as well with Drum Majors ATL. So next week is going to be crazy, DJ Unique.
At one Tuesday.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. So for real, baby.
Yeah. It's going to be
that's my group right there, man. That's my group right now. Shout out to Jason. And I talk to Jason, the lead singer, all the time. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. Mm-hmm. They're getting back together, man. They got some music. I need to get you some of his music, too. You know what I'm saying? I got something on deck for you. You know what I'm saying? And, man, I had fun, Nicky, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to get ready to head to Rock Hill, South Carolina Club, Cascades. College bags tonight, man. Yeah, man. I appreciate everybody out there, man, that's listening, man. Follow me on Twitter at DJUnique23. Keep God first. Your blessings will come true.
And on that note, man, shout out to Bay 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 and Nastasia for Bad Girls Club. You know, we got a mixtape out right now.
Bay Bay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and also Nastasia, man, from the Bad Girls Club Season 7. We got a mixtape out right now. It came out yesterday. It actually dropped yesterday on that piff. It's called The Best in the Business. And it's me on the turntable, you know what I'm saying? And I got her hosting the mixtape. So, man, y'all go, if y'all ain't doing nothing right now, man, y'all don't even got to download it. Just listen to it. Just look at it. You know what I'm saying? The views is good, man. Go to Dot Piff. It's called The Best in the Business. You know what I'm saying? Hosted by Nastasia, Bad Girls Club, Season 7, man. And Nicki Rich, you know, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Blessings going to keep coming, man. You know I fuck with you the long way, man. And I appreciate everything, man.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, you be safe on that road now.
Almost definitely. I'm going to be on the road. I'll probably be in the car cooking up the next mix for next Thursday. You know what I'm saying? It don't stop. Man, I got you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, DJ Unique.
Hey!
All right. Thank you to all our listeners that's tuned in right now. Like I say, we are live on Chicago College Underground Radio. Man, we've been getting it in. We're getting it in. Two networks live. Shout out to all the faithful listeners that we have and the new ones. I'm telling you, I cannot do it without you guys. And, you know, each and every day we're going to try to, you know, just, you know, let everybody, you know, we're trying to let everybody get heard. Everybody has a voice. Everybody. So, you know, if you got something that you want to share, just email NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Also, you can go to NikkiRichShow.com. Log on Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. Also, again, we are podcasting live, so go to iTunes, download our podcast, The Nikki Rich Show. All right, winding down here, I want to go to Miss Shauna Street, featuring Street and Gunna Horror Show. Thanks. Much love to everybody. We wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we're out. Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show.